Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm with Chaim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. You were setting up a conference. Oh, I should mention that Chaim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. He gives us some puzzles like the one you did last week when you set up a conference.
Right.
The conference was going to take care of five distinct, unique, eclectic topics,
right.
Being...
Well, of course.
Yes.
Volcanoes, chickens, the moon, racquetball, and donuts.
Okay, so five very different
right.
subjects. This conference was going to have panel discussions, of course.
That's right.
It's a conference. And here's the thing about the panelists.
So you want to have as many panelists as possible, and you want to have it so that if you pick any pair of them, they know something in common, but not everything in common. So a panelist might know about chickens, the moon, and racquetball, or racquetball and donuts or something. If you pick any pair of them, they have something in common, but not everything.
Yeah,
and the question was, what's the most number of panelists you can possibly have?
Yeah, so if imagine that this was being held at a hotel and you get all the panelists in the lobby the night before, that's when you start assigning the panel discussions. You want
right.
to be able to say to any two of them, you could be on the panel together because you
right.
share some knowledge, but you also
that's
right. each have a field that the other does not know about.
Exactly right.
So how many, what's the most?
Right. So one solution is you can get 16 for sure,
mm-hmm.
because one way to do it is you have everybody who's an expert on everybody be an expert on volcanoes.
Okay.
And then you have all possible ways of knowing or not knowing about chickens, the moon, racquetball, and donuts.
Because, okay.
So that gives 16.
I've been thinking about this. So if everybody knows about volcanoes, then if, say, I'm a volcano expert, I either do or don't know about chickens.
So you have two possibilities.
Now, imagine it's widening because if I know volcanoes and I know chickens, I could either know or not know about the moon.
Right.
But I could be a volcano expert who doesn't know about chickens and does or doesn't know about
right.
the moon.
So the number of choices is doubled once you add the moon in.
Right.
And similarly.
And then you can go to racquetball. Well, that was one of the topics, right?
Right?
And then I could be a volcano expert that does know chickens, doesn't
right.
know the moon, does know racquetball.
Right.
I could be a volcano expert that doesn't know
so
chickens,
on.
Doesn't know moon, doesn't know racquetball, does know donuts. I mean,
right,
you know,
right.
there are
so
all sorts of combinations.
So in particular, every time you add a new choice, you double the number of possibilities. So there's two for chickens, twice that for the moon when you add
so
in the moon.
Four choices.
Twice that when you add in racquetball.
Eight.
And twice that when you add in donuts. So that's a total of 16 possibilities. Now, if you have those 16 people
mm-hmm.
that have all possible combinations there, they all know volcanoes, so they all have something in common, but they also don't have everything in common because we have all distinct possibilities.
Right.
So we know we've got 16. So the question is, could you possibly have more than 16?
Well, of course you could, right?
Well, I don't know. This is a clever – I didn't think – I got this from a talk that somebody gave here recently.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a clever idea. Suppose that we could have more than 16,
uh-huh.
right? Well, there's 32 ways that you could have – every possible combination of volcanoes, chickens, moon, racquetball, donuts.
So you could have one person.
Times two, times two, times two.
Right.
Twice 16. Now, of those 32, what's the maximum number of panelists you could have? Well, every expert sort of has their doppelganger anti-expert.
Say I know volcanoes and the moon, but
right.
I don't know chickens, racquetball, or donuts.
Then your anti-expert would know, what was that?
You lost me there. So my opposite would know chickens, racquetball, donuts, but wouldn't know what I know, which is the moon and volcanoes.
That's right.
We couldn't be on a panel
that's
together.
That's right. So it and in
because
same
we
way,
have to have some shared knowledge.
That's exactly right. So in exactly that way, that's true of every possibility. And so at most, half of the people on the – half of those 32 possibilities could be panelists. So we know that there's at least 16, but no more than 16. 16's the number.
And because of the rule we put in that any of these people could
mm-hmm.
be plucked at random and make an interesting
mm-hmm.
panel because they would know something in common but wouldn't know everything
right.
in common. So 16 is the only answer.
For the most.
For the most,
right.
right. You can't have
yeah.
a 17th person in there.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, boy, that someone has to do a lot of work to get this conference together because
right.
you got to get just the right people.
So here's a little tiny puzzle.
Oh, okay.
Little puzzle, real
okay.
fast puzzle.
All right.
What day is this conference on? It's driving us crazy because we have some Europeans coming and we have some Americans coming, and we write dates differently. Today's date won't work, but next week is December the 3rd,
right?
Which we would typically write in this country as 12/3/06.
Right.
And
over in Europe,
they would write it as 3/12/06. And
right.
so that's massively confusing
yes.
if
yes,
you don't
is.
Know who's writing the date.
Right.
So the question is, how many days in a year have this problem that you can't tell which way around it is? Today happens to be November the 26th.
Right.
And so we perfectly well know that if it's written 11-26 or 26-11, it's obvious which way it has
There's no 26 month.
Right.
No one has that.
I don't think.
Not even
maybe
a military calendar. Yeah.
A military
well, you
calendar.
Know, because they have the 1 through 24 for
right.
time.
So that's the question. How many days a year have this confusion?
Now.
By the way, November 11th, right?
Would not.
Would not.
Because it's 11-11. Haim, thanks a lot.
People can write us at mathfactor@uark.edu, and we'd love to hear from you. Thanks a bunch.
Haim, thanks a lot. Haim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Ozarks at Large.